Welcome back. You know, I've noticed one thing here in the last couple years or months. There's a theme that's often repeated in history, literature, society. Man's inhumanity to man. Sometimes through greed, sometimes war, but sometimes it begins way more personal than that. Let's go get started. No one noticed them the day they arrived in that small town, Sue Ellen and her son Billy, but it wouldn't take long. This week's episode, Where's Your Daddy? Frankie Brown flipped his camel off the front porch into the weeds. Sue Ellen, it don't make no difference what folks think. You and Billy can stay here and live with me as long as you want. Running off ain't gonna fix nothing. Sue Ellen looked at her father as she picked up her last box. Daddy, I ain't running from nobody, especially them. I'm doing this for Billy. I want to give him a fresh start in a new town. After they sort of hugged, Sue Ellen and Billy drove off. Everything that she owned was piled up in the back seat. 431 miles and 2 days later, Sue Ellen and Billy rolled into town and rented a trailer at the Oakview Mobile Home Park, where everyone, at least everyone, had one dog. 2 days later, they drove to Walmart to stock up. The town gossip mongers were already fired up. She heard it in canned goods first. It's them. See, it's them. It's new trailer trash. Then in frozen foods. See it? Single mother. And finally, at checkout. There ain't no daddy. Sue Ellen just smiled and remembered what her father said. Don't make no difference what folks think. The next Monday morning, the young mother, the young single mother, drove her son to his classroom at Clinton Elementary, where he would be in the third grade. The teachers glared as they walked down the hall. By now, they even had heard all the rumors. Sue Ellen smiled back as she kissed Billy goodbye and rushed off. Couldn't be late for her first day as a hotel housekeeper. Sadly, children can be even more vicious than their parents. They heard them talking at the supper table about that single mother living in that trailer park. Poor Billy, he was such an easy target. Even in the classroom, the kids taunted. Where's your daddy? Where's your daddy? Billy just smiled at them. Just like his mom taught him. Sue Ellen, is it? Reverend Jeremiah Jode stepped up to the young mother as soon as they walked up the church steps. Yes, it is, Sue Ellen smiled. It was already their third Sunday at the Church of Everlasting Love and Forgiveness. She was overjoyed that Reverend Jode finally recognized them as the new members.
Very well, then. Several congregants have, well, they've asked me to talk to you, and I'm wondering if I might have a few words with you.
Then he looked down at Billy.
Alone?
Sue Ellen's smile evaporated. Billy, wait for me over there by the statue of Jesus.
Actually, I've been meaning to ask you this myself, but as I reviewed your registration card, I noticed that you left one line blank.
And which line would that be, Reverend Jode? Sue Ellen knew what was coming.
The boy's father, young William there.
Billy. It's Billy.
Billy's father. I'm wondering, was that just a little oversight? Might you tell me his father's name so I can have Ms. Hansen fill it out Monday morning?
Sue Ellen stared at Reverend Jode's grinning yellow teeth.
Well,
Not that it's any of your congregant's business, Reverend Jode. But no, that ain't no oversight. I give you all the information you need.
Oh, well, then, I think you need to withdraw your membership from our Church of Everlasting Love and Forgiveness. Sue Ellen started to respond, but thought about her father's words, then smiled. She walked over to the statue of Jesus, took Billy's hand, and walked away. Reverend Jode was at his desk Monday morning, working on next week's sermon.
Yes, may I help you?
Reverend Jode stepped back when he saw the handsome stranger, who looked to be about the same age as Sue Ellen.
Reverend, the young man paused and glanced at his notes. Reverend Jeremiah Jode?
Oh, yes, I am the Reverend Jode.
Well, I'm looking for Sue Ellen Wilson and her son, Billy. The folks at the grocery store said you might know where I could find them.
And you might be... Reverend Jode was confused.
Lieutenant Charles Atkins, sir, with Veterans Affairs. I'd like to present them with this flag.